A boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute.
Dino Crocetti, you may know him as Dean Martin, was born in Stoneville, Ohio on June 7th, 1917. He attended Stoneville High School until the 10th grade when he dropped out. Dino then took up boxing under the name Kid Crochet. This was one of many things Crocetti did before fame and fortune came into his life. So here we are. Welcome to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal.
Hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano, all you Calabrese do the Mambo like a crazy with the hey Mambo. Don't wanna tarantala, hey, hey, Mambo. No more mozzarella, hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiana, try an angelada with the fish bacalan.
In the beginning, Martin began his show business at just the young age of 17, where he sung at nightclubs near his hometown, Stoneville. During a time with Ernie McKay Band, Dino was noticed by Cleveland band leader Sammy Watkins, who hired him as a band vocalist. He began touring in 1938 and changed his name to Dean Martin. Following this, Martin met Jerry Lewis and teamed up with him, making over 16 films, and the two shared a bill at the 500 Club in Atlantic City. The partnership was considered one of the best comedic duos. The split of these two came 10 years after all the glory and success of the duo. Martin then kicked off his solo career, striking gold with singles coming from Capitol Records in the years of 1948, to 1961, and then later with Frank Sinatra's Reprise Records from 1962 to 1974. Two singles of Martin's topped the charts, which were Memories Are Made of This in 1956.
Take one fresh and tender kiss,
the memories you gave me.
Add one stolen night of bliss,
you can't beat the memories you gave me.
One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy.
And the other record, under Reprise Records, Everybody Loves Somebody, which was released in 1966, nearly a decade later after his first big single.
Everybody loves somebody sometimes. In love somehow.
One other single of Dean's that appeared high on the charts was That's Amore, which topped out at number 2.
In Napoli, where love is king, when boy meets girl, here's what they say.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
Following this, Volare, which reached number 12 in August of 1958.
Volare, oh, cantare.
However, one surprise of Dean Martin's career was Ain't That Kickin' Ahead, which is strongly known and associated with Dean Martin, never charted.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head?
Following this, it would take his number one hit, Everybody Loves Somebody, to stop his chart decline. Shockingly, Dean Martin did not have big album success until his album From Reprise Records, which topped out at 2 on the charts. Thank you for tuning in to WGLZ Radio, where we are passionately vocal. If you are just tuning in, we are discussing the life, legacy, and music of Dean Martin, as we just wrapped up talking about his hits over the years in the music industry. Also, Martin, while putting out these big hits, was a part of the Rat Pack. He was accompanied by the one and only Frank Sinatra, Joey Bishop, Peter Lawford, and Sammy Davis Jr. The group was famously known for their performances on Las Vegas Strip. In an interview with Randy Oaks, two men discussed Martin's legacy in Vegas.
In the lobby, as well as in the back rooms, Vegas veterans know the importance of Dean to their city.
Dean Martin meant as much or more to Las Vegas than anybody that's ever worked here, and he still does.
To me, Dean Martin's name is synonymous with Las Vegas.
Martin also had his own TV show, which launched in 1965 on NBC called The Dean Martin Show. The show ran 264 episodes until 1974. He won a Golden Globe Award for Best Actor in Television Series, Musical, or Comedy in 1966 and was then nominated again 3 years later. Martin discussed how much he loved performing in a documentary by BBC.
You like to have fun, but there are a lot of things which I think you believe are important to you, and I imagine that family is important to you, isn't it?
Oh, most of that comes first. My family is always first. I don't have fun all the time. I work. And the only reason I work is to provide for my family. And when I work, it's serious work. And the serious work that I do, I try to have a little fun with it. But I must work. I love the work.
In his final years, Martin's Las Vegas show, his last one, was in 1919. His last two appearances on television were in 1989, joining Sammy Davis to celebrate his 60th anniversary, and in December of 1990, where he congratulated Sinatra on his 75th birthday special. Martin retired from public life in 1995 and died later that year in his home in Beverly Hills, California, on Christmas Day. His legacy to this day is still special, and he is remembered in numerous ways through his smile, his music, and festivals such as the Dean Martin Festival in Steubenville, Ohio. This has been an Artist Spotlight feature on WGLZ Radio. Thank you for tuning in and listening about the life of Dean Martin, where we discuss his beginning years, to his hits, the Rat Pack, and his TV show, and his final years.
Start to play, dance with me, make me sway. Like a lazy ocean hugs the shore, hold me close, sway me more. Like a flower bending in the breeze, bend with me, sway with ease. When we dance, you have a way with me, stay